Indiana baseball ended the 2026 season with a dominant 11-2 win in every facet of the rubber match with Illinois Saturday afternoon. Brayton Thomas escaped an early jam and used off-speed to get through the fourth inning before allowing a pair of solo homers. Pete Haas came in and held the Illini scoreless through 4.0 innings of work, with no walks for the win. Cal Gates led the Hoosier offense with a grand slam and a drag bunt single. IUBase.com met with head coach Jeff Mercer after the game.
Coach, congratulations on the series win.
Thank you.
Obviously, a lot of good things to unpack from today's game. Let's start with Pete Haas.
That was
a surprise.
Well, that was what you hope a senior does in his last outing. He's kind of a swan song. And, you know, he really was tremendous today. We played really good defense behind him, but he was able to get the fastball in and then really level on the off-speed stuff. And it couldn't be for a better person. Pete's role has kind of morphed over the year, and but he's always been there working behind the scenes. He's an A-plus person. He's a great teammate, and he worked while he waited and really was able to pick us up in a huge way. We don't close that game out without his performance, and he was a player of the game for us today. And he honestly puts Callen English in a position to be able to come in. Now, Callen did a great job. No bases are loaded, but he's able to really come in and kind of slam it home, right? By setting a path, we have a lead. And so, you know, I talked to Pete about that being his role early in the year, like clear the way and allow those young guys, give them protection, let those young guys grow up and develop underneath you and your tutelage and your maturity and wisdom and then the path. And he did that for us today. And his last outing could not have been better. And we played really well. And Pete was the main catalyst for that.
Offensively, obviously huge day from Cal Gates.
Yeah.
That big grand slam.
Yeah.
He's a big deal, a local kid. Tell me about Cal and his development.
Cal has worked really hard. We've continued to kind of change and modify his swing. He's so talented. He's very capable. Sometimes I think he does too much, and I think he overloads and gets kind of a wrap, and it gets long, and sometimes you make early swing decisions. And so we've just been working on simplifying and be more based out, and let's just get the barrel of the ball. You hit the ball so hard, let's just attack with our 80% swing and work from there. And then he did that today. He gets in a two-strike count. He follows the plan beautifully. It's fastball timing away. He gets a two-strike fastball away and stays on it and hammers it to left for the grand slam, and really was the game-defining moment there beside Pete's performance. And it was just an absolute display of adjustment and commitment to a plan and then competition. He was more competitive than he was worried about failing. And so good things happened there. But, yeah, he's made a ton of adjustments. The great drag bunt was, to me, I know the grand slam won the game, but the drag bunt is something we've worked so hard on for him. And for him to execute that play, you hit a home run and then a drag bunt the next time. You know, it just is a real kudos to him for just developing and growing and staying in the fight. He made several nice plays defensively. He's going to be a really nice player. And it's been good to see, as much as you hate to see some of the injuries, it's also been good to see him grow the last couple of weeks and has a very bright future here.
You guys managed to, despite a tough opening inning from Brayton Thomas, you managed to get him in the fourth inning.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like there was a change in the pitch assortment in the second inning on. You kind of went a little bit more off speed.
Yeah. You know, as he was pitching, I looked back at Ditton and Zach, and I said, this is what we did with McCade Brown. You know, this is how we would get McCade through that a little bit when he would struggle some early, is he feels more comfortable with the slider. And so lean on it, allow him to use it. And something that Coach Myers has done the last couple of weeks, he's been better the last few weeks, is use the splitter before the fastball to help him to keep his direction. You know, when you have such a unicorn slider, sometimes it's hard. Like the hand gets on the outside of your fastball because the slider's so unique, kind of like McCade did when he was young. And so then having a good pitch, either a changeup or a splitter, that can get me back through the ball before I go back into my fastball. So using that to set up the next pitch or maybe two pitches later, I thought was really good. And then it hit his fastball, and they got a bunch of weak contact and swings and misses on the splitter as well. So I think, you know, Brayton, you know, kudos to him for staying in the fight. Kudos for Matt for helping kind of guide him through that a little bit. And I told BT, you know, he's always competitive. He's always in the fight. He's always engaged. Sometimes it doesn't go the way he wants it to, but there's always a resiliency to him. And so that's what you ask for. If it doesn't go well, you know, we score six runs and the first two guys at homer. Great job. You're in the zone. You're attacking. You're right after him. It's exactly what we asked for. So Brayton has grown. You know, you look at from last year to this year, from the beginning of this year to now, he's just gotten so much better, and couldn't happen to a better kid. He works his tail off and very talented. And so part of it is his work through it, and then the help to guide him through it too. So yeah, it was a tough start, but he made it through it. And I told him, I just said, like, that was really smart, man. Make him think that you're not going to have it, and then go out and then cruise the next three or four innings and kind of roll through him. And he did. We laughed about it, and he went and did great. So very, very proud of him.
If anyone was watching this whole series and looking at Hogan Denny at third base, and you told them that he's been playing the position for less than a week, they would not believe you.
I didn't believe it. You know, I talked with Coach Weatherford a ton, and, you know, he's, to his credit, he has said for a while now that Hogan can play the infield. And, you know, I think when you have players over the course of your career, your good players, you always assume they can do anything. And for 9 out of 10 players, that's not the case. But every now and then you get one, maybe once a decade, that really can do it all, can do everything. And I think Hogan's that guy. How much he improved over the course of this weekend at third base, even I, working with him, was astonished at his growth. On, you know, the bump play yesterday was a great play. That's a play that not all third basemen make. The slow choppers across the infield, those are not easy plays for guys. I just was blown away as his rapid development. He's a really special and unique person and a special and unique player. His adaptability, his awareness, he's one of one. And so, yeah, it's a real conversation into the future of his ability to stay in the infield. I think it really opens up a ton of possibilities for us. Obviously, he's been a great behind the plate, great in the outfield. But, you know, if you open up an outfield spot when he's not catching, you know, you can't catch every day. Just the wear and tear on him. But, yeah, it will open my eyes to some opportunities that maybe a week ago I thought were possible. But I assumed it would take weeks, if not months, to be able to make that rapid of an ascension. So he never ceases to amaze me.
Offensively as a team, you guys kind of faced a similar situation to yesterday where you had a really talented arm going up against. And that was some real serious stuff there. And he shut you down for a few innings.
Yes, he did.
But then you broke through. Can you just kind of talk about what the team did to finally get to him?
You get through that the second and that third time in the lineup. You know, we've worked a ton on the small ball. The ability to bunt. And so Koski leads off with a base hit on a bunt. And it opens it up a little bit, and then you get your first hit, and then you get a walk, and then all of a sudden you start to go a little bit, and he's a tick down, and the slider early, he was throwing essentially a 90-mile-an-hour slider in there for strikes. It just makes it really hard, kind of like the kid from Iowa a couple years ago. That's what he reminded me of as we got in there. And so you kind of got him down a few ticks velocity-wise, didn't land the off-speed as much, and then you guys on base, and now you're adding pressure. And, you know, we just battled our tails off. And then you get the big blow, right? But it all started with a base hit bunt and guys just fighting it out and taking their walks, and then you open it up. But they executed the plan really well. They were confident throughout that they could make the adjustment. You had a few balls hit hard early that got caught, but you could see guys getting a little closer and a little closer. And obviously, he's a super talented arm. He's going to pitch for a long time. But yeah, for, you know, he's a really talented young guy. And we got really talented young guys. It was kind of like the battle of the future of kind of the Big Ten of, like, you know, a really good young offense and a really good young pitcher and who's going to break through. And you know, we broke through there in the fourth and really got after him. So, but he's going to be a bear to deal with the next few years.
The transfer portal opens June 1st. IUBase.com will have coverage of all publicly available player transactions throughout the summer. See you at the BART.